Well, let's go back to Donald Trump's visit to Mexico. In Mexico, commentators have been excoriating their president for inviting Trump in the first place for what would be perceived as a state visit, and then for seeming to appease Trump, as one analyst said, a capitulation along the lines of Neville Chamberlain before World War II. Esteban Iades is editor of the magazine Nexos. He joins us by Skype from Mexico City. Esteban, you called this the most painful day in the history of the Mexican presidency.
It was humiliating. In the last 50 years, a Mexican president has not humiliated himself on Mexican soil this way. He made Donald Trump look presidential, which I think is incredibly hard to do. He gave him the royal treatment. He gave him a podium. They stood side by side in Los Pinos, which is the equivalent of the White House. And he was very deferential to him. In the end, he ended up saying that whatever Donald Trump said about Mexico in the first place, that saying that we were rapists, that we're not sending our best people, that we're responsible for many felonies in the United States, that we just misunderstood him, that we didn't really understand what Donald Trump was saying, and that maybe we should forgive him because he wasn't as harsh as we thought he was in the first place.
Well, you're talking about what President Nieto said as he stood with Donald Trump, that perhaps Donald Trump was just misunderstood. But then Donald Trump went and launched a press conference, which your president didn't seem to be prepared for, in which Donald Trump said that the topic of the wall had come up, payment would be discussed later. Your president had to tweet out that, in fact, he told Donald Trump clearly in their private meeting that Mexico would not pay.
I'm ashamed to say this, but my president was caught off guard. I mean, when Donald Trump launched his impromptu press conference in Los Pinos, the president wasn't ready at all to field questions. And Trump, who's an expert in doing that, I mean, he comes from reality television, he not only jumped in, he told which reporters to ask questions. So he jumped in ahead of Peña Nieto, he mentioned the wall, and while Peña was actually waiting for the translation in his earpiece, Trump was already talking about the wall. So he was caught so off guard that he actually had to tweet after the conference that he was very emphatic that they didn't even really talk about the wall, that he wasn't going to pay for the wall.
Well, so what happens now? Your previous presidents, like Vicente Fox, are saying that your sitting president was duped by an American presidential candidate.
Yeah, everyone. Well, the New York Times editorial board this morning actually called this a humiliation. Mexican newspapers, which are usually very pro-president, one of them was saying that we were used, that Trump used Peña Nieto. What happens now today is actually the State of the Union here in Mexico City. It's the fourth State of the Union, and Peña is supposed to relaunch his presidency. You have to remember that Peña Nieto's approval rating is hovering around 23% for the past year. So he was hoping that the State of the Union this year would catapult him forward, that he would actually promise some new things, get some new things done. And the slogan for the State of the Union was, "People don't talk about the good things here in Mexico, so let's talk about the good things." But when you have Donald Trump coming in, surprisingly, the day before the State of the Union and treating the president this way and actually bringing up the wall in Mexico City, it's very difficult in Mexico to talk about the good things that the government is doing.
Well, in fact, this is what we're hearing that some Mexicans wanted your president to talk about last night, the fact that, in fact, the economy is doing relatively well. There are fewer people crossing the border. And none of that was brought up. Also, did you want to hear your president say something in front of Donald Trump about the way Donald Trump characterized Mexicans?
Definitely. I mean, there's this movie called Love Actually, which is a 12, 13-year-old movie in which Hugh Grant plays the prime minister of Britain, and the American president, played by Billy Bob Thornton, shows up.
Great movie.
Great movie. They give this press conference, and Hugh Grant stands up for Britain. We were actually hoping that maybe this time President Peña Nieto would stand up for Mexicans. But in the end, he gave this very bland speech talking about platitudes, talking about regional security, giving facts, figures. But it wasn't really, the tone was very subdued. It didn't really seem like he was actually trying to confront Donald Trump. Even though later on at night he gave a primetime interview with Mexico's top newscast, and he was saying that to him this was a confrontation, but no Mexican, only the Mexicans that are part of the government, actually saw a confrontation in the first place. What we saw was a president who didn't know how to speak to Donald Trump, who was completely humiliated by him, and who now faces a very big crisis.
And what's the thinking in Mexico about, as far as you can tell, about what this might mean politically on both sides of the border?
Politically here in Mexico, the president has become a lame duck because he's lost the support even of the media. And what does this mean for Donald Trump? Well, sadly, some people were saying here yesterday that it would be completely even more humiliating if Donald Trump ended up winning the election. And the pivotal moment was when he came here to Mexico and proved he was presidential. If Mexico actually does help Donald Trump get elected, it's going to be a major catastrophe.
Esteban Iades, editor of Nexos. Thank you, Esteban. He talked to us from Mexico City.